This meditation is about the power in stillness. So go ahead and get comfortable. Find a place to sit. Carve out some time today for a little bit longer meditation. And ideally, it would be great if you could spend some time journaling after this meditation is complete. So you might want to revisit when you approach this meditation. Give yourself a gift of just some time for reflection and stillness. This meditation will help you look at how much power there is in actually slowing down and being still. Over the years, I've helped so many people lose weight. And although I know that when someone's working with a personal trainer, and they're running, and they're working out, and they're watching their calories, yeah, they can lose weight. But as soon as all of those structured doing things are pulled away, people have a tendency to go back to old ways. And over the years, what I've seen is as people add yoga and meditation, it's then that they start to lose weight. When people start to get still, they start to see themselves and their lives as they really are and as they really are not. And truth gets told, and people make real change. I've seen the same thing again and again with people and financial issues or relationship issues. We feel like we need to do and go and fix. And when we slow down, we start to tell the truth to ourselves and to others, and then things change. So today we'll look at the power in stillness. As you're sitting, close your eyes and move your body a little bit. Start to drop your chin to your chest and roll one ear to one shoulder. And then slowly roll your chin across your chest to the other shoulder. Gently working out the kinks and the tightness in your neck. Do a couple of shoulder rolls, bringing your shoulders up by your ears, back and down. Up, back and down. Open and close your hands a few times and circle your wrists. Touch your thumb to all of your fingers and notice that sensation. Bend and straighten your elbows. Take an easy twist to the right and to the left. If you'd like to take a little more time for movement, push pause now and take yourself through some more movement, bringing you into your body. And then when you're ready to sit in stillness, get comfortable once again and close your eyes. Start to tune into your breath. Just noticing noticing that at first breath is always a little more shallow. And so we work to deepen it, to bring breath deeper into the base of our lungs, letting those tiny little alveoli, the little sacs in the bottom of our lungs, start to fill with breath. When we take deep breaths, we notice the diaphragm muscle expanding and contracting, starting to move the contents of our abdominals in and out. You might imagine your breath like a wave beginning at the bottom, the feet, the toes, and as you inhale, that wave comes all the way up your body to the crown of your head. There's a slight pause, and then as you exhale, that wave slowly washes down over your head, across your face, over your shoulders, your chest, your belly, your legs, all the way out through the bottoms of your feet. Take a few wave breaths like this, drawing breath from your toes all the way up to the crown of your head, and emptying breath from head out of the toes. Begin to notice the stillness. As I record this meditation, I'm outside and you can hear birds. You can hear cars. You might hear planes. People working. And yet there's stillness. Within this stillness, all things are possible. In this moment, as I sit here in perfect stillness, I have many choices of what I can do next. As soon as I get in action, I've made one choice, and that one choice leads to one result. But in stillness, all remains possible. In the stillness of this moment, as you breathe, the very next thing you choose to do is your choice. And in this moment, many choices are possible. In this place of stillness, we can look at the month ahead. All things are possible. Many choices open to us in the month ahead of us. as we sit in stillness and look at the year ahead. Anything is possible. Many choices await us. Sitting in this place of stillness is something speaking to your heart? Is there a possibility that's starting to gently pull you forward? At the end of this recording, I invite you to stay here as long as you can, breathing and feeling stillness, listening for what's here. When you're ready, open your eyes and spend some time journaling about what's coming up in the stillness. As you look at the 24 hours ahead of you, what possibility is speaking to you? What choice awaits you or invites you? As you look at the month ahead, in the stillness, what calls to you? In the year ahead, what intention speaks to you from your heart? Put it on paper, all of it. Namaste.